Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece by Thomas Friedman about the urgent need for U.S.-China collaboration on AI. It's a fascinating and slightly terrifying topic. Friedman really hammers home the point that AI development is accelerating faster than anyone anticipated, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He uses some powerful real-world examples, like Uber's move towards driverless cars, robotic warfare in Ukraine, and even dancing robots in a Chinese New Year gala, to illustrate how rapidly this technology is advancing.
Those examples, especially the dancing robots, paint a vivid picture of how pervasive AI is becoming in every facet of life. It's almost unsettling how quickly things are progressing.
Right. And Friedman's central argument that the US and China must collaborate on AI governance is even more compelling given this rapid pace of development. He believes that artificial general intelligence, or AGI, is right around the corner, potentially even this year.
But with the current state of U.S.-China relations, is such collaboration even realistic? Friedman acknowledges the immense mistrust, but he argues that it's essential. I'm curious about his reasoning.
He draws an interesting analogy to coopetition between tech companies like Apple and Microsoft. They compete fiercely, but still cooperate on basic standards for mutual benefit. He argues that the same principle should apply to the US and China with AI. If there's no trust and shared standards, Friedman suggests it will lead to a kind of high-tech feudalism, where trade and collaboration are severely limited.
That's a striking image, high-tech feudalism. It really underscores the potential economic consequences of a lack of cooperation. But it's more than just economic, isn't it? Friedman talks about the risks of uncontrolled AI.
Precisely. He highlights the potential for destabilization if these systems aren't embedded with the right values and controls. He quotes Craig Mundy, who suggests we're essentially birthing a new, silicon-based species, one that's potentially smarter than us. That's a bit scary.
More than a bit. It raises fundamental questions about humanity's future. I see, Friedman brings in Yuval Noah Harari, who makes the point that growing global mistrust makes us even more vulnerable to out-of-control AI.
Yeah, Harari argues that if humans are constantly fighting each other, AI will ultimately control us, which emphasizes Friedman's point about the critical importance of U.S.-China collaboration. Even amidst their differences, they need to find common ground on AI governance, or we all face a potentially dire future.
It's a daunting challenge, considering the geopolitical climate. But as Friedman points out, the potential consequences of inaction are far greater. What does he suggest, concretely, that the U.S. and China should do?
He doesn't offer specific policy recommendations, but he stresses the need for a regulatory and technological framework to ensure these AI systems operate ethically and safely. He emphasizes the importance of embedded moral reasoning and usage controls to prevent misuse by rogue actors or the AI going rogue itself.
So, ultimately, Friedman's message is a call for urgent dialogue and cooperation. It's a challenge to the U.S. and China to rise above their differences and prioritize the future of humanity in the face of this rapidly evolving technology. Got it.
Exactly. He calls upon Trump and Xi specifically to step up. It's a powerful plea for global leadership in the age of AI. And on that note, we'll wrap up today's discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.